This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney. Boy, it has been a wild week, thanks to Mother Nature, but also thanks to the politics of what's happening in Washington, D.C., for really the time since the Trump administration jumped on board. It's been very, very interesting. And somebody who agrees with me on that would be Bob Ney from Talk Media News, the former congressman from Ohio. Hey, Bob.
Hi, Kate. How are you?
Did you notice how I set that up? That it's been very interesting since we
I feel like I'm on a roller coaster that won't stop.
I know. It's crazy. Oh, it's crazy. And, you know, today there were some weird things that happened with tweets and trying to clarify it, because there's sort of this weird mix signals thing that he was sending out on the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. Do you, you know, parse that out for us? What's going on there?
Right. Well, you know, with FISA, the Foreign Intelligence, you know, Act, Trump never indicated that he wasn't for it. And then all of a sudden he sent out this tweet and he talked about the fact, you know, where the dossier was given over and it went to FISA court. We all know that story. So he harped on it so much, basically, in his tweet of what was done, that Nancy Pelosi, the Democratic minority leader of the House, took that as a problem with reauthorization, and the vote in the House, Kate, was 6 years to reauthorize FISA. So she went to Paul Ryan, the Speaker, and said, you know, I want the bill pulled. And he was pulling the bill off the floor, you know, to buy the vote. And then the White House clarified through the press secretary that he was unhappy with that process called unmasking, where the names are given, but he really wants to go after the bad guys, was basically their quote. So it went with the vote. Unfortunately, I think there weren't any amendments that passed that could have made it better, but Rand Paul is going to take up that charge in the Senate. But the mixed signal that came, and I don't really blame Nancy Pelosi. If you're watching that and you think, okay, the president's going to give us a tough time on something he probably would want, then we're not going to have that vote. So that was a little bit of unexpected drama that we followed today.
Boy, yeah, no kidding. And then how about this? The head of the U.S., in fact, you sent it to me, and then I looked up some stuff on it. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce, the head of the Chamber of Commerce, basically declaring war against U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren. So what's that about? These extremes again?
His name is Tom Donahue. I have known him forever and a day. Everybody in D.C. knows Tom. Mm. And he said, you know, U.S. Chamber of Commerce, we all know about our, you know, state chambers, our local chambers, county chambers, you know, they're everywhere across the United States. And it's basically supporting small to bigger business, but, you know, mainly more on a local small side. So he declared war on Elizabeth Warren. Now, they've had a rocky relationship since the chamber backed Brown against her, you know, a few years back. But Warren's answer was, oh, the millionaire lobbyist is taking me on. And I'm sure Tom has made a lot of money, but it's kind of it rings hollow a little bit, Kate, because this is not like, you know, this is Big Pharma or something, in the sense this is the United States Chamber of Commerce. So I'm not sure that tact that she will take will make people say, oh, these are the worst people on earth, the chamber people. So, from her perspective, I think she has to realize that if she wants to run for president, she needs to come out of Massachusetts with a really good number, you know, in this election. And so she and the chamber are, you know, these are the first battle signs, I think. And the chamber says we're going to go after her full force, and she's going to not take it lightly.
Wow. I wondered if, as kind of a sidebar here, I went to see the Post maybe 3 or 4 days ago. I thought it was phenomenal. Catherine Graham spoke at my college commencement address, and she was awesome. Especially, I was a journalism major. Did you see the Post? And you certainly remember those times, although you wouldn't have been in Congress then, but you would have been following it.
Yes, I haven't. I actually, I knew you went to see that, but I have not had a chance to go see it yet. But I saw about 10 people that I know posting about how great it was on Facebook. So I definitely have to go see it. It'll bring back some nostalgia.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, sure. You know, you think of the Pentagon Papers and everything that happened there. Did that make you want to, you know, what, this is kind of an interesting question for me. I read your book, so I know this, but people listening, I always say former congressman from Ohio. What made you decide to jump into politics in the first place when you did?
I wanted to go to law school. I was at St. John's Church in Blair, Ohio. My dad's friend said, hey, what are you going to do? I said, well, I want to go to law school. And he said, you better get involved in the campaign. He said, Jim Rhodes is running for governor. And I said, well, you know, I don't know. Do I have to be a Republican? And he said, no, just work for him. And I started volunteering. Rhodes decided I was going to be a delegate. I was a superdelegate. And they said, you want to be a delegate for Gerald Ford? I said, I don't know. And they said, what do you mean you don't know? They said, people die to do this. I said, okay, I'll go. So I was 19, headed out to Kansas City, voted for Ford. Then I met Carl Rove, you know that name.
Mm-hmm.
And he became chairman of College Republicans. They helped me become chairman in Ohio. Rest is history. All started at church.
I love that. It all started at church for Bob.
At church. It didn't end that way, but it all started at church.
Yeah, isn't that funny? You know, and when you think about it, now.
Hello.
How expensive was your last campaign?
Oh, in my first campaign, we barely had enough money to survive, and then I think, we must have spent. Of course, we gave away a lot of money at county fairs, but I think we had to have spent, $400,000 or so.
Oh, you're kidding. And now, what is it, like a million, something like that, they say? I mean, or it's just a crazy.
Well, yeah, with the average member now, these districts are costing, you know, almost $1 million. It's unbelievable.
Boy, it is unbelievable. So you have to have deep pockets, or you definitely have to know the right people, and you have no choice but to, you know, if you're going to run, you got to be able to do this thing.
Yeah, you have to get in the game, and unfortunately the whole lobbying thing and the contributions, and you're always chasing the dollars, and if you don't, you can't be in office and help your people. It's a vicious catch-22. And not all members like to go dialing for dollars, but I was on the National Republican Campaign Committee. If a Democratic member didn't raise $150,000 by June, we targeted them. That's what you did. And they did it time.
Wow. Yeah, mm-hmm. Of course. Yeah, absolutely. Sure. That makes sense. All right, Bob Ney, thank you so much as always.
Thank you. We'll see you.
So, Bob Ney, the former congressman, like I said, from Ohio, joining us on the show, talking a little bit about D.C. and what's happening in D.C. You know, it's interesting. The House voted also to renew the surveillance law that collects Americans' emails without warrants. So they voted for 6 years for this surveillance program that could collect the content of your email, your text messages, your photos, without having any kind of a warrant. That vote was 256 to 164. How about that? And that's what, you know, we were talking about, FISA to kick things off with Bob Ney. There was an alternative bill that was thrown up by a Republican and a Democrat, but that one failed. It did have a lot of support, bipartisan support, that would have required federal agents to get warrants before searching through our data that's collected when the government spies on foreigners abroad. Boy, it is nasty to be swept up in that electronic data collection, isn't it? All right, stay with us. Odds and ends on the flip side and Hugging Day. We're going to tell you about it next.
Life Change Tea. There's a lot of hubbub about the ramifications of GMOs. First of all, what are GMOs? Genetically modified organisms. Yee! Man-made organisms entering our body, changing and damaging us from the inside out. What's our defense? First of all, not eating them. Second, cleansing from them when we do eat them. Thank God for Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea cleanses from toxins, heavy metals, and helps flush GMOs out of your body. Our unique blend of herbs help cleanse you from the inside out, helping you feel refreshed and clean of yee. We also carry unique, one-of-a-kind supplements. So order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Rid yourself of the yee that contaminates your food and water. Go to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Get the tea. Your best defense.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Or check it out. Not really up. The Hug Store. Rick Morrison is the founder of the Hug Alliance and co-author of the children's book, The Hug Store. National Hugging Day has been actually observed since 1986 on January 21st this year in honor of the 32nd anniversary. The nonprofit I mentioned, the Hug Alliance, is aiming to set it to Guinness World Records in Los Angeles. The most nationalities ever in a group hug, and we'll tell you about the other one coming up. But let's get him on the line. He's in our virtual green room. Rick Morrison, he's the founder of the Hug Alliance and the co-author of the children's book, The Hug Store. So he's the event founder coordinator of this whole thing. Hi, Rick.
Hi. Hi, thank you.
Let's
for
talk
having
about.
Me on.
Tell me about why and when National Hugging Day started.
So National Hugging Day, to go back just to the origin, was actually started not by myself, but by Kevin Zaborny in 1986, and he just wanted people to hug more, and it was really just kind of a very grassroots early on movement for him. And it's while it's not widely known, it is known, and it's actually celebrated in some places all over the world on every January 21st. So that's how the origins of it go back. But this year will be by far the biggest global celebration and recognition of that day.
Yeah, so tell us what you're doing. I mentioned the one thing, trying to get those two Guinness World Records in L.A. Tell us about that.
So there's three, actually, world records we're going to go for. The first world record is the most nationalities ever in a group hug. And it's going to represent, it's basically like the Olympics of hugging. And there's going to be sashes worn by different people from different countries. And hopefully we're going to, have every country, but, we need a certain number to actually break the Guinness record. And then the second is a real fun record that is going to involve astronauts in the International Space Station that have these kinetic vests, and a few people on Earth will wear them and be able to hug. And when they hug themselves in this vest, the person in the space station, the astronaut, will feel that hug and do the same thing back. So it literally is like an intergalactic hug.
Wow, interesting. I love that.
Yeah.
Intergalactic. So cool.
How did you work this whole thing out? The world records. I said you guys might need to change, rethink your name. Because, it goes outside the world at that point.
Yeah, no kidding. All right. I love that. Tell me about what are the benefits of hugging? What is research showing us?
Well, see, that's it. There's so much research now. And, I always say to people, it's like, your favorite flavor ice cream. You just, you like what you like, and you like a hug because it leaves you feeling a certain way, or you feel great about giving somebody one when they feel, the need, they need a hug. But really now, if you actually practice it like an exercise, there's one of the doctors within our Hug Alliance, he's a clinical psychologist who has a book coming out, 21 Day Hugs, hugging 21 people over 21 days for 21 seconds at a time. And it's that connection point in longer hugs that has really been researched, where and the list is so long. I mean, we could be on for an hour talking about the benefits, but some of the most common ones now that are all the things that involve different chemicals in the body, oxytocin, serotonin, dopamine, those kind of what we call tonic chemicals and good feeling chemicals. There's more of them. Your body produces more of those, and it reduces the stress hormone, also known as, cortisol. Mm. And that's kind of the one that, you try to not, but that's the one that, we've always had for fight or flight. When you're in fear-based, and that along with adrenaline, those are the ones that. So, and by doing that, as those chemicals go in different directions with increases and decreases, you reduce stress and worry and anxiety. You increase your calmness. It involves more compassion and understanding of the people that you're with. And one of my favorites, because we're such a supplement kind of world these days, where there's a supplement, it seems, for everything. Hugs really have been researched to stimulate your immune system.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah.
I have no idea about that. Rick, so tell me, and we're going to say again, Rick Morrison is the founder of the Hug Alliance, co-author of the children's book, The Hug Store. What got you involved in this?
My daughter. Honestly, I mean, I've always been a hugger. Some of the people, might even say a world-class hugger, but I never, it's hugging. It's just part of who I am. So I never really thought there'd be a path to really kind of explore hugs and try to get the word out on the benefits to the masses. But, my daughter and I are so close. We wrote this children's book together, and it's kind of been somewhat effortless in getting it out there because there's such a need for it these days with so much division and separateness. And, actually with everything going on so much too with the Me Too campaign, it's like we don't, it's okay to hug. Just ask the person you're going to hug. Mm. Say, I'd love to hug you. Would you welcome my hug? And that's obviously for people you don't know or don't know well, but even within the context of the families, people don't stop to hug.
Mm-hmm.
You might do a little quick kiss or a little pat on the back, but you're not really getting those benefits that we spoke of earlier.
It's so funny you say that, Rick, because I notice people who are, like you say, you're like a world-class hugger. I notice people who give really, I call them really sincere, good hugs. And I have a couple of friends that it's just awesome when they hug you. And it isn't this like kind of, I mean, it just feels good. There is something about it.
Well, you know, and there's, I don't know if there's research on this. I haven't seen anything, at least on our end, that's come through the Hug Alliance. But, you know, it always goes back to, you know, when you are born, you've been hugged for, you know, virtually 9 months, and you're hugged, and you're used to having a feeling of things around you. And, you know, babies are often swaddled to bring them comfort and, you know, wrapped really tight. That gives them a very calm presence. And that continues on, you know, with hugging is kind of the extension of those things that start early in life.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. Tell me about the children's book, The Hug Story. You said you wrote it with your daughter.
Yeah,
what was that like?
It is my joy to talk about that. It was actually, it's based on a true story of an event that happened when we were visiting my family in Michigan, where Shauna, my daughter, who was 4 at the time, you know, she didn't want to hug her grandpa. And she hadn't seen him in 6 months. And, you know, the grandparents always, you know, kind of want their hugs, and it's kind of all about them. But sometimes kids just aren't comfortable. And, you know, I kind of took a step back, and I didn't insist that she hug him. And I kind of just let it play out to see what she would do. Would it be kind of a meltdown situation? Would my parents be upset? And I didn't know. And Shauna just said that she was all out of hugs. And didn't have any right now, but she'd go to the store while she was in Michigan and bring one home back, or bring one home for Grandpa.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, and you know, so the book is a discovery for kids to kind of return to trusting their instincts, to rely on their self for answers and self-discovery. And it's set around the context of a family, and Shauna goes shopping in different stores that she picked, looking for hugs, but virtually, you know, by the end, realizing that, you know, if you shop for hugs, you'll be shopping forever.
Oh, what a wonderful sentiment. I love that. Oh, this is terrific.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Rick, I hope you set all those records, and we're going to tell everyone, hug somebody on January 21st. Hug them every day, but,
yeah,
but hug some people.
And they can follow us. I will say actually two things real quick, because people can live stream the event anywhere in the world. It's going to be globally live streamed. And that site, they can find us a few different ways, through thehugalliance.net. thehugmob.com, or for the direct link on agapelive.com, agapelive. Yep.
I love it, Rick. We'll be doing that. Thank you
Thank
so much
you.
For coming on the show. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Big hugs.
I love it. You can tell he's a big hugger. You know it. You know he's a good hugger. I love the story about his daughter. All right, stay with us. Much more coming your way on the flip side here on ATN.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit gcnlive.com today.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Tonight. How's everybody doing out there? I'll tell you what, I checked with some people about Montecito and still a really, really rough situation. Searching, hoping maybe there was somebody that was missed, but not looking very good. It's, again, those mudslides from a few days ago. It was just a massive amount of water that just smashed into that particular area and unfortunately led to what's going to be a disaster of epic proportions to try to clean up. And it's more about the, I think, the human life than anything else. But it's stunning to see the highways closed, the mud slide, the just insanity of the California mudslides. And, you know, it's not just in Montecito, but Montecito was the thing that was really smashed the hardest. So there's so much conversation about Montecito and the U.S. 101 and the trouble spot, Seacliff Drive in Ventura. And I said this the other day. I described it because I used to live there, and I used to drive on that road. I loved it. It's just fantastic. And that's something in California where they're having problems. There is an area called Big Sur that's another beautiful stretch. It's not in Southern California. It's not near Santa Barbara. It's Northern California. And because of storm damage from last year, one-way traffic is in effect in a big canyon bridge area that's beautiful. There's like this 6-mile stretch. You've probably seen it on some of those car commercials. And that's closed in both directions near a famous point called Ragged Point. So it's not just Montecito, although it's horrific in Montecito. But that surge. I mean, how do you drive in a mud flow? What do you do if all of a sudden you're hit with that. And that was a question that some people didn't want to have to ask themselves. But unfortunately, some were swept up in the middle of that tide that fell and demolished those houses because it was so much and so fast. And that was really, really, really it. All right, let's jump on a couple of different things, kind of those odds and ends I was mentioning. I talked about that pay disparity thing with the actress and Mark Wahlberg, and there's a follow-up story to that, that where they're saying that Mark Wahlberg refused to approve Christopher Plummer as a replacement for Kevin Spacey in All the Money in the World unless he was paid over $1 million for the reshoot, because there was all that whole conversation about that. Wahlberg had co-star approval in his contract, and these are just people who supposedly are familiar with the situation. And what he said was, "I won't approve him unless you pay me," and that's apparently what came out. So there's been no response. The big story was that Michelle Williams and Mark Wahlberg, who would be co-stars in this, he was paid $1.5 million, and she was paid, as I've mentioned already, $80 per diem for her time, and it was, you know, less than 0.1% of her co-stars. So I think they're going to be talking about this for a long time in Hollywood. And I said this already. He negotiated, or his agent negotiated, but how did she get stuck with the same agency that allowed her to get nothing? And he ended up getting so much money for, craziness, for a reshoot of everything, right? All right, I got to give you something light here mixed in between. People always talk about engagements. How did you get engaged, and how did it happen? Was it down on one knee? Were you in the middle of a restaurant? Was it somewhere on a bench somewhere? What happened? And people like to ask me that question, so I'll tell you. And I think when the other is on during his segment, we might have talked about this once, but, and I don't know if it was recently, so forgive me if it was, but I don't think so. He had a job, or it looked like he might have a job in Sri Lanka, and he was worried that if he left, he would, who knows, how long would he be gone? And so he decided he needed to get a commitment out of me, and we went back, we were flying back to the East Coast so he could meet my mother, and we were going to go to New York City, and we did. We went, she got tickets for Spamalot, which is the whole Monty Python thing. I think he did talk about this the other night, Monty Python. And we went to the Empire State Building, and he shocked me. Just all of a sudden, he got down on his knee, and he pulled out a ring, and whoo, but that was not what I was expecting. And then going to that musical right afterwards was just so crazy. So I bring this up because there was a big story about this couple in Minnesota, and what he did was, he apparently is going to graduate from the University of North Dakota with an aviation degree. So he proposed to his high school sweetheart by taking her up in an airplane, and his family carved a message in the snow on the surface of Eighth Crow Wing Lake. And it said, "Marry me," over a gigantic heart. They came up with the idea as the family was sitting around chatting about how he should propose. And they decided, how cool would that be if, if they flew over it and there it was. So the family put it together, and that was the idea. He was going to fly over it, and they were going to look at it, and then boom, there it would go. It took them about, 4.5 hours to finish the message. The letters were 25 feet tall because you have to be able to see the plane from the plane. That it would have to be pretty big. So the plane, by the way, was resistant to temperatures below zero. So they got an Cessna, and she said yes. And I think that is just the coolest proposal, because he likes to fly. He's a pilot. his family helped out. They were trying to come up with something clever, and I think that's pretty clever. I've never heard that. There may have been others that have done something like that from a plane, but you would have to have help from someone down below. So that's a pretty good family to take all that time and those freezing temperatures and come up with that giant heart and put the whole marry me thing there. Very cool. You may have Martin Luther King Day off, and if you do, the National Park Service is waiving entry fees for the day from the Acadia National Park, where you can see the sunrise, to Hawaii's Volcanoes National Park, where you can see sunsets. It's all free. And, you know, they have 4 free days, I didn't realize this, a year. The others are the start of Park Week, which is in April. Then September, they've got a National Public Lands Day, and November 11th is Veterans Day. So they waive the fee then. And it's only for, I guess, entrance fees. It's not, you know, if you're camping and touring and whatnot. I mean, there's some, it made me think, it made me want to go to some of these national parks. It's been a while since I've been able to do that. I was thinking of one that I saw posted, the Mammoth Lakes, California, the Devil's Postpile National Monument is really something to see. And there's just so many parks with such unique, I think just really such unique either pieces, sculpture, natural, whatever it is. You know, even the Teddy Roosevelt Island National Memorial in Washington, D.C. is neat. I saw that the last time that I was there. And of course, in New York and in Washington, there's some great national parks. Bandelier National Park in Los Alamos, New Mexico. I spent some time there because I lived in New Mexico. There's a lot of great places to see in New Mexico and Arizona. And there's one place I was looking at, some of you might even be listening to us in this area, and I haven't been here, and I would be really curious to see it, but the Craters of the Moon National Monument Preserve, and it's so cool looking, and it's in Idaho. And you know, you look at it and it's, wow, it's, I mean, it's something to see. I mean, it looks like you're inside of a volcano, I guess is the best way to put that. And I would love to go and see that. Another one that would be on my list would be Tybee Island in Georgia. I've never been to that Fort Pulaski, that national monument. That looks pretty neat, I have to say, too. So, on my list, because I had this list of parks, I went through and tried to figure out, okay, which ones haven't I been to and how can I get there? White Sands, I've been there in New Mexico, and it's what it is. It's White Sands, and it's pretty impressive. So if you have Monday off, it might be a great day to take some of that in if you live kind of close by, because you won't have to pay that entrance fee to go and check out the beautiful scenery, probably right there in your back part, in your backyard that you haven't even realized. Perhaps, let's put it that way. So since you don't have to use that money to go in for the entrance fee, you can spend it on something else. Could be a movie, right? Don't forget, we have our cheap movie review that's coming up in our next hour. And I actually went to see a movie that I'm going to review for you, Molly's Game. Stay with us. Coming up, we're going to the mailbag next on ATN.
Pro frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Yeah, let's dig in the mailbag. A ton of mail. This one from Timothy, who says, Katie Kate, hi. It is freezing. I have to tell you where I live. I don't know about you, but in the Midwest, the clouds have definitely fallen low, if you know what I mean. But what's cool about that is more time doing the snow skiing thing, the ice fishing thing, and just about anything winter weather-wise that you can imagine. And I love, love, love that feeling. I don't know about you, but I think there's something about kind of a renewal to winter weather. Boy, renewal. I don't know. You know, we always complain about extremes, don't we? So in the summertime, everybody complains. It's so hot. How hot is it? It's so hot. Oh, I can't stand it. I blew out my flip-flop. Oh, it is awful. I need to be in the pool. I can't believe it. And we're like a nation of whiners over the weather. It's so cold. I can't stand it. I can't get to my car. Although I understand, because I live in a place where I woke up and it was 60 degrees. And then, guess what? By the end of the day, it was like 30 degrees. Like a 30 degree difference. And poof, it was almost like somebody put the blasters on. So I understand the, let's say, insanity of of that. But I do like winter weather, if that was the question, so I kind of veered off. I do. I like the feel of the air. I like fires. I like all seasons. There's something about every season that I like. The one thing that I used to live in California, the one thing I didn't like about California was that, you know, that old song from the 70s about never rains in Southern California. I went through, I want to say 2 years, where it really never rained in Southern California. And as much as you like the sun, or the temperatures were pretty moderate there, it's like, could there be a cloud in the sky somewhere? And now you see these poor people in Southern California that have dealt with this horrific deluge of rain, and before that, the fires. And that's what happens. Horrible things cycle through, then it goes away, and then you get nothing but straight sun, which is really, really, you know, it gets really, really old, and it sounds odd to say that, but there's something about the break in the weather that's neat, because you have the, it's kind of like the changing of the guard weather-wise, right? All right, so let's move on quickly to something else before I get too buried in this. How about this? Did you happen to see, and this is from Larry, did you happen to see Kate, what our fearless leader decided to say today about immigrants from blank hole countries coming to the United States? I guess he expressed some serious anger, frustration, whatever, behind closed doors. And that's what came out of that. One of the sources is what I heard reported, briefed at the Oval Office meeting with lawmakers, confirmed that he asked, why do we want all these people from these blank hole countries coming here? Oh, my. So I guess at the meeting, Dick Durbin was there, Lindsey Graham, they were both there, and they brought a plan to him that involved cutting the visa lottery in half, and the rest would go, so there would be underrepresented countries in Africa and that temporary protective status nations, including Haiti. And I don't know, I guess the language was kind of salty on both sides, is what came out of that meeting when they started to talk about the numbers. So it gets reported out there, and then you see it. I saw it everywhere. Boy, so you're right about that. I did see that. Yes, it was everywhere. And, you know, who else said what? I don't know. But some things were definitely said. And, of course, it goes to that whole immigration deal and whether, you know, what's going to happen with DACA and everything else. And so much of that has been punted, I suppose, is the thing. It has been. Okay, how about this? This one is from Brad, who says, Kate, I heard you talking about Montecito. I didn't know you lived in California. You're right. I've been through Montecito. It is damn beautiful country. It is also incredibly sad to see those photographs and video of what the people there are going through. It is nasty, especially those aerial views. It is absolutely terrible what's happened to them, where, I mean, look, homes were just destroyed. People could not get out. What are they going to do? It's really pretty probably scary for so many of them with those giant boulders. And when you said the thing about the boulders, I went and looked it up, and apparently there are still people missing. Yeah, they're saying that the latest that I read is that they think as many, because now they have to verify all this, but there was an afternoon press conference late in the week, and Bill Brown confirmed, you know, he's the Santa Barbara sheriff, that as many as 43 people could be considered missing that they were trying to find, because there's so many people unaccounted for. So they're looking at phone calls, social media, message boards, because it doesn't mean that's happened, but the list is definitely there. I mean, the destruction of these houses, you know, 65 completely destroyed. And it's a debris field. That's what they have to search for, this debris field. They're using helicopters, all-terrain kind of vehicles. Roads are blocked. Trees are down. Power lines. I mean, it's really, really rough. And, you know, with the kind of mud that I saw, so many people could be buried that you may not find them until they really start to clean all this up. And it's got to be heartbreaking for families who are frantically, I mean, they want to know. So they're marking houses. They're marking houses that they know can't be saved, but they're marking them that they've checked them. So it's been incredibly, incredibly difficult. Okay, let's move to another one. This one is from Peter. Peter says, hello, Kate Delaney. I hope you're doing well and your New Year's is off to a great start. I happened to catch you on Ashley Banfield's show the other day. I was very surprised to see you, and I have to say you looked awesome, and it was interesting, the story that you were talking about. I stopped and watched it, and she introduced you, and I realized it was you and recognized your voice. Are you somebody who's kind of a regular for that show? It's interesting that you asked me that. Yes, they call me a lot. I've probably been on Ashley Banfield's show, gosh, maybe 8 or 9 times, I want to say, in the last 5 months or so. And the story we were talking about was the woman who was the court reporter who was charged for destroying the paintings of this super wealthy lawyer that she was out on a first date with and was at his house and threw red wine all over these Andy Warhol paintings. So that was a kind of a strange, wild story. And millions of dollars estimated at, just, you know, millions of dollars for those paintings. So he could end up being a civil case or criminal, depending on what the lawyer decides to do. I don't know how he would possibly get much out of her civilly. But I don't know that he would go criminally either. I don't know that it would go criminally. So thank you for throwing that email out to me. How about this one? This one is from Wally. Kate, I've never emailed the show before, but rest assured, I am listening and I'm telling my friends about your show. You make me laugh. You make me angry at the craziness that's ensuing, but I love the fact that you tell us what's really happening out there and we don't have to stick to just one old dead pony where we talk about the same thing over and over and over and over and over and over again. I just wanted to say high fives to AT&T. I was one of the people that is going to get that, is in line anyway, to get that $1,000 bonus after the whole tax overhaul. Woohoo! And he did write out, woohoo! All of that back to all of you. You can always send me an email, americatonight.net. Click on contact and bada bing, you're in. Thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of ATN.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.